Are you a single who is feeling depressed because of the holidays, you know, Christmas and the new year being around the corner, and just feeling some type of way because of the loneliness? And so you really kind of hate the holidays and you're not knowing how to get through it? If so, keep on listening. Hello, penguins, and welcome to another episode of Girl Talk, Real Talk. My name is Faiza Ramouni of Expired and Fabulous, and I'm a relationship advisor who's here to help get you right, get them right, and get it right. The it, of course, is love, and that love starts with you, yourself, and you. I mean, of course now, because, you know, you never really love another person when you don't love you first. And if you think that's love, I promise you it isn't. It's just some really fucked up version of what you think it is because of what you've been conditioned to believe love is. Now, here's the thing. Sometimes it's kind of hard to love yourself, though, right? When you feel like, I don't know, like you don't have that special someone in your life. Because let's be real, a lot of us have been conditioned to believe that you're not anybody until somebody wants to be with you, right? Like, especially as a Muzrab, a Muslim Arab woman, you're really nobody until somebody wants to marry you, you know? So it's like, oh, she's single and she's so sad and stupid. But when she's married, it's like, oh, she is the greatest of all greatesses. Like, everybody needs to just mind their fucking business, in my opinion. You know? It's like, really. But it's never really easy to be single at any point in time. Let's be fucking real. We're all looking for connection and somebody that you can connect with on a much deeper, you know, intimate level is something that we're all looking for. It's not for just for some people, it's an obsession. And for other people, it's like something they want to fill. It's a want. All right. I don't need someone in my life. I want someone in my life. I think that the difference is between needing somebody in your life and needing to be in a relationship, needing to be married, is really more about the need to fulfill some sort of belief that you're not anybody till somebody, as I said, like wants to marry you or wants to be with you. And a want to have somebody in your life is, I don't need someone to complete me. I complete myself. That's just a part that I want in my life. It will add to my happiness. You know, you want to find somebody that will add to your happiness. So it's not really shocking that this week's question was predominantly, dear Faiza, what do I do? I hate the holidays and I'm feeling very lonely being single. Now, I don't blame anybody for having a hard time during the holidays. I mean, let's be real. There's Christmas and there's New Year's and there's all the lights and the romanticism and the Hallmark movies and the music. And it's like, holy shitstorm. So I feel it's important to start by answering this question by saying that, you know, it's not infinite. This is not a forever thing. You're not always going to be single. All right. We tend to treat the things, the moments, the circumstances, everything in our life as if they're infinite. This is a moment in time. You know, this is a moment in time. This is not your entire life. So let's start there. You know, it's important to remember that this is not going to be your circumstance for good. Saying, oh, this is forever, you know, I'll never be happy, I'll never smile, I'll never love again. It's like, okay, Lady Gaga, like, I fucking love that song, by the way, but, you know, chill the dramatics, if only for right now. Right now, your Hard Truth Tuesday, chill the dramatics there, you know, relax. This is not forever. This is a season, a shitty one. You know, it's... So let's get through the season here, shall we? Let's be real, okay? Every person at some point in time has hated the fucking holidays, especially if you just went through a heartbreak or if that person broke up with you during the holidays or some shit. Oh, it's the biggest torture since having your aunt come over and talk about why the fuck you're not married. And it's like, I'm 13 years old, Khalti. Like, what's wrong with you? Relax. So it's torture. It's torture. It's not the most wonderful time of the year for you. You're singing, it's the most depressing time of the year. Because it's like, that shit's not exciting. It's not thrilling. Every Hallmark movie fucking finds the person meeting the guy. She trips. There he is. She turns around. There he is. She goes to buy a coffee. There he is. She goes to put some gas in the tank. There he is. She goes to put, you know, go to her fucking gynecologist. There he is. You know, it's like, there's always somebody for someone. And then there you are still with your hands in the air like, well, I'm still waiting here. Anybody? That shit's hard. It's really, really fucking hard. So it could be a very depressing time of the year. And you can get to a point where you fucking hate the holidays because of that, you know? And especially, like I said, with heartbreak. Heartbreak just transforms holidays for a while. For a while. So I feel like right now, what we need to really just become more aware of is for anybody out there feeling this, like fucking hating the holidays because you're single and you're just like in some type of, you know, feeling in some type of way right now. And it's not Mercury and retrograde and all that, you know, like this is just, you're feeling something right now. I really need you to ask yourself, why are you single? Is it because of heartbreak? You know, is it because you can't meet anybody? Nobody interesting enough, nobody who will commit, nobody who's attractive enough. You know, what's the reason? Why are you single right now? Whatever it is, I want you to take this moment to ask yourself why you're a single who hates the holidays. Why are you a single who hates the holidays? Why do you hate it? Because awareness is power, right? I say this all the time. It gives you the reality check you need to use as a compass through every aspect of your life. Knowing what you're feeling, why you're feeling it, this is very important. And you can argue you don't have the answers, but that's bullshit. You do fucking have the answers. You just don't want to ask the questions to get the answers. Because maybe you already know the answers fucking suck. Or maybe because you just don't want to face it or you don't want to really do any self-reflection. But you've got the answers, so don't say you don't have the answers. You do. You have the answers in you. So maybe give yourself some time to figure that out, you know? Take a moment. Why are you a single who hates the holidays? If it's because you're heartbroken, as I said, that's understandable. You know, especially if you broke up with them during this time or they broke up with you during this time. It's like, ugh, it's just hard, okay? It's hard. So hating the holidays, that's really fucking normal. And I hated them because, you know, for so many reasons, because of the romantic, you know, air and, you know, feel in the air about the holidays, because my ex used to make it so fucking magical because he knew how much I loved it. Like, I'm a Muslim who loves Christmas, okay? Christmas trees, Christmas wreaths, garland, tinsel, you name it. I'm a fan of it. I fucking love it. I think it's just, it's so beautiful. Like, I really need to bring that into Eid and Ramadan this year. Like, I need to really fucking just bring all that passion for the holidays and just throw it all into my own holidays so that I can fucking just have all that excitement and thrill and lights and all the decorations and all that. Yeah, but I hated them because no matter what, he made it very special for me, whether we were supposed to be celebrating it or not. Like, he made it really, really special for me. So it was a really hard time. You know, memories, good and bad, go into full haunting season this time of year for heartbroken souls out there. I get it. I was one of them for a long time. So it's always hard. You know, everyone who has ever faced a heartbreak, you know the holidays are probably one of the most hated times of the year for you. So you kind of just got to go through it. You know, you have to take this time to remember that it's, again, as I said, not infinite. This is not your situation forever. You are not always going to be broken. It's not always going to hurt. It's not always going to be this difficult to get through. And you got to take that time to feel through your emotions so you can heal from them. You know, you got to feel to heal. And you also have to reflect. Now use this time of reflection, going back through your memories, everything, to reflect on it in order to accept it. We never really accept certain things in our past because we don't even want to look back and reflect on it. Really look at it. Really look at the person. Really look at the circumstance, the experience, everything. You just continue to run from it. And that's an issue, because until you can really face your past, face the memories, face the pain, face the hurt, that's the only way you can really ever accept it. The only way you can ever really move on from it. Find some peace with it. Maybe even forgiveness. So you got to use this time wisely, you know? Use this time to spend it with family, with friends, with, I don't give a fuck, your pets. Or if you don't have anybody to spend it with, then fucking spend it with God and yourself, you know? You're never really alone, even when you think you are. Okay, there's always somebody out there who gets it. You don't believe in God? There's somebody out there, another human being, going through exactly what you're going through right now, facing the exact things you're facing right now, and just fucking gets it, okay? I was one of them. Like, again, my heartbreak was fucking awful, and the holidays was even worse. And let me tell you, because my relationship ended in September, right? Not of this year, of 2015, but it ended in September, in the month of September. So I was just about to get into all the holiday swing. You know, and that didn't even include Halloween, because every fucking scary ass mask I saw was just a reminder of my ex. So the whole thing, you know, everything just, it was in full swing. And, you know, being Thanksgiving and then, you know, Christmas, New Year's, oh, it made it really hard. Really, really hard. So, you know, I get it. I get it. Even if you're single out there. So you got to just take this time to just heal. Go through your emotions. All right. You got to go through your emotions. Take this time right now to understand this is not infinite. You're not going to be this way forever. Use this time to feel through your emotions, to heal through them. Reflect in order to accept. Okay. So take this time to do those things. Spend the time with the people who make you feel full. You don't have anybody to spend the time with? Girlfriend, spend the fucking time with yourself. You know, I get it also. I spend a lot of fucking time alone. A lot. Alone in my car, alone in my room. Like, I fucking get it. I get it. I get it. I get it. So you got to take this time to do those things, you know, just really spend focusing on yourself. You don't have anybody to spend time with your fucking self, okay? Go out with yourself, take yourself out places, make new friends, try to be social, you know, you gotta try to do what you can to heal through this time and be patient with yourself. Healing takes time. It doesn't happen overnight. Nothing's going to change that. Don't distract yourself. Really just reflect, feel, heal. And remember that this is not a forever moment. This is a moment in time. Now, even if you're single out there who hates the holidays and is feeling lonely simply because you're single, you know, and you're frustrated. Everyone else is getting engaged, you know, younger and younger. It's like, oh, so Samira, she's getting engaged. And you know how old she is? She is of the 17s. It's like, I hope she was born in 1917 and not that she's 17 and getting engaged, because that's not even legal. But, you know, but no, really, like you always hear about like some 18-year-old and 19 and 20 and 23 and 24 and everybody's getting fucking engaged. And then there you are sitting just eating Sour Patch Kids. Like, I get it. I get it. You know, everyone has someone but you, and that shit sucks, right? I get it. But again, it's not infinite. That's not how it's always going to be. You know, this I'll never get married, I'll never find someone. It's not fucking true. It's not true. Are you a fucking psychic? Do you know this for fact? Do you really know this? And since I don't think you have access to that type of information, I'm going to really insist that that shit is not true. All of us have someone we're destined to be with. Every single one of us. We have someone God or the universe or somebody brings to us when we're aligned with ourselves. All right? Every single one of us. That includes you. Do you understand that? You're not omitted from this. You are in this equation too. All right? When you have an idea of what you're looking for in a partner, and before doing so, you're factored in yourself into the equation, and you don't believe that you need to feel completely fulfilled by another person, then that's when you meet that person. You meet them. But the problem is that we find love or look for love before we've ever found it in ourselves first. Because we just don't want to be alone. Right? You just don't want to be alone. So you'd rather be with somebody. Even if right now you're with nobody. Now, by accepting yourself, it's important for me to say that, like, because I say this a lot of times and people will tell me, well, you know, nobody ever really fully loves themselves before they ever get into a relationship. Doesn't mean we have to love and accept ourselves entirely, but at least you're a little bit more aligned enough to know what love feels like. To understand what love feels like. Do you really know what love is? Because there's a lot of people out there looking for love who don't even know what the fuck it is. It's just a really fucked up version of whatever they saw growing up from their parents or because of conditioning or circumstances, whatever it may be. They have a fucked up idea and understanding of what the fuck love is. So they're chasing all the wrong tails. For now, as a single person hating the holidays, feeling lonely, you know, this is your journey. This is your journey right now. If you don't like the direction it's taking you because, I don't know, you've been dating for years and you still haven't met anybody, stop fucking dating. The fuck? Be single for a year. Use the time to become more self-aware. To look at the guys you're choosing and what patterns you may be falling into. You know, look at that. So you can break the habit. So you can get into a new relationship next year where you're a little bit more understanding of what to look out for. What you don't want. What's the difference between a sacrifice and a compromise? Like, take this time to be fucking alone. Jeez. You know, you gotta be alone. Everybody's gotta be single at least for a fucking year. Figure out who you are. You're not gonna find that with a person in your life. Like, a relationship's a distraction from finding yourself. So you gotta at least take a year to figure out who the fuck you are, not dating one boyfriend after the other, or the girlfriend after the other. It's like, geez, take a moment there. If you're unhappy with your journey and hating the holidays because you're single and still haven't met anyone, yet you don't even go out of the house, it's like, what the fuck? Come on now. Do you know how many people out there, you may even be one of them, and only you know this is true. Come on now. So it's like, that are, I'm single, I haven't met anybody, but they don't even get the fuck dressed up and get the fuck out of the house. They don't go to any parties. They don't go to any social events. They don't have any social life whatsoever, but yet they're expecting Santa Claus to fucking drop off marriage contracts at their door. If Santa was an Arab, and it wasn't Santa Claus, but Obeda Claus would fucking drop off a marriage contract at your door 100%. You know, 1, 2, 3, there you are, smile. You know, you're not getting a man for Christmas, you know? This is not how it happens. You gotta get the fuck out. New Year's Eve would be a great place to start. You know, you have no friends, try a meetup. If you don't have anybody to hang out with in New Year's Eve and you don't want to do a meetup or just try to just get past your social anxiety and try to work a room during New Year's Eve, I mean, I can get that. But make it one of your resolutions to join meetup groups, social events, you know, that'll make you new friends. Attend social functions, you know, anything. It doesn't have to be a meetup, just anything to break that social anxiety of getting out. Of talking to people, having real conversations, dialogue. Get on a fucking dating app. We try a new one. Don't get swallowed by the black hole. That's what happens to a lot of us, right? You just get fucking swallowed up by this constant wanting to be a hermit, you know? And then you go so far deep into hermit mode that you don't even fucking leave your house. You go straight from your house to your car. Everything's a drive-through. If it's not a drive-through, you wait for somebody else to run that errand for you. And if you have nobody else to do it, you do it and hope that nobody fucking starts a conversation with you because you hate everybody. Like, come on. How the fuck are you going to meet somebody like that? Clearly, Anna, I have a lot of experience with this. You know, the difference is I realized it. I was very aware that I had fallen into a pattern like that and I needed to get the fuck out of it. I really did. There's always room to grow, but it starts with awareness. You know, be aware of where you're at right now. This is why I'm saying everything I just said. I want you to be aware. Where do you stand in this? Knowing where you stand, whatever the reason is, you need to start by learning what the fuck it is. You know, where do I start right now? Why am I a single person that's hating the holidays, feeling lonely? The loneliness part I understand, but hating it. Why are you hating the holidays? Why? You know why you're here right now. And if you don't, this is the week you want to invest in figuring it the fuck out. Knowing why you're currently where you're at right now will give you a better perspective on kind of what the fuck to do to change that shit. No change in our life is ever going to happen without us taking the first move. You got to put one foot in front of the other, right? I don't know if anybody's ever heard that song, you know, put one foot in front of the other, and soon you'll be walking out the door. I have considered very many times joining, you know, America's Got Talent and just sharing my vocal cords with the world. But, you know, some people are just not worthy. And so but it's actually a song befitting enough in Santa Claus is Coming to Town. It was the it was absolutely the animated version of it. And I believe it was voiced by Fred Astaire. Well, the actual person telling the story was by Fred Astaire. Nice little history thing there. I might be wrong though, but hopefully not. And if I am, obviously, like, just correct me. But it's one of the songs in the movie, you put one foot in front of the other. You got to move in a direction that takes you going forward, right? Not backwards. You can't drive a car looking in the fucking rearview mirror. You know, your ass is going to fucking get in an accident. So you got to know, what is it? What is it so you can move forward? And once you can figure it out, the ultimate answer for all of it starts with just understanding. Understanding that if you're going through heartbreak right now, it's understandable that you fucking hate the holidays, that you're feeling some type of way. Take this time to heal. If it's because of any of the other reasons I listed, it's also, there's room to grow. To start by accepting the fact that this is not finite. You know, that you're going to meet somebody at some point. It's just, it didn't happen this year. And that sucks. I get it. But it's your journey. And your journey's still going. And your journey doesn't have that other person in your life just yet. That journey doesn't have that other person in your life right now because there's something you need to be doing to get there. And it always starts with yourself. It's not fun to end the year with all that self-reflection and self-awareness and looking for your self-love and all that. Everything with you, right? It's never easy. It only makes things harder because there's a lot of shit about ourselves we don't want to really be aware of. And we don't want to think that there's room for growth because we don't want to think that there's anything to change. Because change is hard. But right now, you got to be thinking about the change. You don't like your single status. You want that to change. Well, then you got to open the door for that change. And the change only comes by knowing what the fuck you need to change. Being in a relationship's not everything, mind you guys. This is not a podcast that is, this episode's all about, like, why you need a zebra, a dick, in your life to be complete. You know, being in a relationship's not everything. Being in a right relationship is a great thing, you know? You want to know how you get in the right kind of relationship and that you no longer have to hate the holidays or feel lonely? Find the fuck what you want so you can find it in somebody else. You never really know what you're looking for unless you know. do you even know the kind of partner you're looking for? Like, do you even know what you want in a relationship? So it starts by just one knowing why you're a single who hates the holidays. Now, the loneliness part, I feel like the answer is very universal for whatever situation you're in. The reason, whatever reason you're single right now, hating the holidays, whatever your reason is, the loneliness part is a completely separate part of this answer to this question, okay? Because I feel like the awareness part will give you more of an idea of how to grow from this moment, what you need to do, what direction you need to take, how you need to better yourself, the things you need to avoid, the hurt you need to, walk away from, keep all the negative energy you need out of your life. There's a lot of things that comes into the answering of being self-aware as to why you are single, hating the holidays right now. Why are you a single that hates the holidays? You need to kind of know that right now. But the loneliness part is one that's very universal for whatever category, whatever reason you are currently a single hating the holidays. Because let's be real, loneliness is a state of mind, right? And you get in that state of mind when you physically feel alone. A lot of people are facing a lot of deep loneliness. I mean, the holidays only heighten this and intensify these feelings. Loneliness is a very big epidemic for a lot of people. And many times, even if you have people around you, you can still feel very lonely. And this loneliness, all right, it's felt because there's this sort of like dissociation between, you know, what we want, what we truly, truly want, okay, and what we expect to have, whether that be in a relationship or in, you know, with our job or whatever it may be, whatever reason you're feeling lonely right now. Let's take it for the question at hand, which is about being single and feeling lonely during the holidays. It's really that is disassociation between wanting a relationship, all right, and feeling like you need to be in one, that is an expectation for you. That's the only time we ever feel really truly lonely. If you're experiencing this heightened sense of loneliness due to a heartbreak, that's a very understandable reason to feel lonely. And I think because you're feeling like abandoned and really all of these sad emotions because of everything that you're going through, that's very understandable. But it shouldn't be something that lasts. Like, there's a lot of times where it can, you know, become so consuming that you tend to believe that this is a permanent thing, which is why I started this by saying that this is not infinite. It's very important to understand that your loneliness, it's very reversible, okay? You can change your loneliness. You don't always have to be lonely. You can reverse the loneliness to understand the reality of what you currently are, which is you're alone. And the best ways to kind of combat that loneliness is to do things like, you know, get out, do something, fill your time with something, friends, family, meetup groups. As I said, if you don't want to do anything like that, like start a conversation, even with strangers, the person bagging your groceries today, or the waiter, or the person standing behind you in line, like, hi, how are you? Happy holidays. Say something, get out of the habit of being so internal. Loneliness is reversible. So you can change the feeling of loneliness. Use this time to figure out a little bit more about who you are, what makes you feel content. Whatever reason you are a single hating the holidays right now, or in feeling lonely, I want you to first be aware of it. What is it? Why are you feeling this way? And then learn to combat it. If you're going through a heartbreak, use this time to heal. If you're going through like what seems like eternal singleness, then use this time to figure out who you are. Spend time with the people that make you see yourself differently, that make you feel your best, that push you. You don't have anybody like that? Go to meetups. Make an intention to go out, to meet people, to be in environments that are moving, that get you feeling a little bit more comfortable, out of your comfort zone. It doesn't have to be the most depressing time of the year. I mean, you're still going to face those moments where you see the holiday movies, you see couples holding hands and all this shit, and you're still going to feel some type of way, and that's okay. You know, go through that. And then when you go through it, remember that that's what you want. That's the aspirational thing you're hoping to get. By the time you're done going through this shitty moment and embracing the suck of it all. That's what you want. You want those moments. You want those memories. You want that companionship, that purpose, that understanding, that clarity, that happiness. You want it. So go get it. And that starts with yourself. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of Girl Talk, Real Talk. If you are a single going through heartbreak this time of the year, I would highly suggest you head over to www.frombrokentofabulous.com, where I just launched my heartbreak guide. It is an almost 4-hour audiobook to help you transition from this broken state to the fabulous one that's awaiting you. And I go through everything, holidays, anniversaries, social media, everything. A lot of the things you probably need right now in order to help you get better navigated on what to do. If you're a single who's just struggling, wanting to look for more personal growth and how to find that love someday, I would also suggest you go to frombrokentofabulous.com and check out my heartbreak guide. I feel like it's going to help a lot of people, and it's already doing that, helping a lot of people kind of bring the focus back to themselves and own their heartbreak or whatever it is that has currently made them feel broken. So please make sure to go check that out. That is it for this week's episode of Girl Talk, Real Talk, Penguins. Until next week, stay flirty, stay fearless, but most importantly, stay fabulous.